This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh my gosh, where to even start? Okay, so a Florida man with a comeback, that had a comeback with a warrant doormat. Well, they did. And they arrested him in a fraud scheme. Christopher Music, 57, of Daytona Beach, was arrested on charges of organized scheme to defraud and grand theft over $100,000, according to Volusia County Sheriff's officials. They said this yesterday. He was arrested. Oh my gosh, he is like a very old looking 57. Gotta be real. What is this? Crime man ages you. He had 10 prior felony convictions. I just like the doormat. They were like, oh, okay. And so they did. Look at that. Don't tempt them with a fun time, you know. A Florida man ran from deputies and hid under a mobile home for 14 hours. Oh, man. I mean, you think they're not going to get you out, dude? Do you think that's not going to happen? 33 years old. Drug possession, violence, he was resisting with violence, battery. He had a lot of offenses. It was like 1 a.m. They got the call. Deputies heard a gunshot. They went, saw a man trying to hide in the woods. They tried to make contact with him, and then he fled and crawled under a mobile home. They found drugs and guns, all kinds of stuff. They established a perimeter. They evacuated the occupants of the mobile home. They had to deploy gas and pepper balls to force him out. This whole standoff lasted like 14 hours. Wow. I probably would have handled it different and had him out. I know that they have rules of engagement, technical, so to speak. I have my own. I'd have been like, well, we're going to spray underneath there and you know, with some lead. And you might want to get moving because you're going to get hurt. He was taken to jail, no injuries. So, you know, good on them. They caught the guy, but man alive. I mean, you know, why do people think that they're going to be able to out, like they're going to get you out? I this doesn't make sense to me how they do this stuff. Let's see. Oh man, a Florida man got tased because he was stealing some snacks and he got tased. This comes from the Fox affiliate out there. 29-year-old Joseph Tamburo broke into his workplace Thanksgiving night, used a cinder block to shatter the front door glass, and then busted into the vending machine and stole the snacks. He refused to leave and was tased and treated for minor injuries. So now he's in the pokey because for snacks, all for snacks. Was it worth it? I mean, good heavens. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I got a bathroom brawl. I have a, oh no, I don't want that one. Oh no. I got a Dunkin' Donuts brawl.
What?
Uh-huh. I got a Ferrari, Here, let's do this one. Let's do the donut tray at Dunkin' Donuts. So this is a Florida man launched a donut tray at in a Broward Dunkin' Donuts at a worker, kicked the worker in a tantrum over how long he had to wait for his food. And in his mugshot, he's like, he looks like, yeah, I did it, Ann. He's like, yeah, okay, in his mugshot. I'd share it to, but it's having trouble putting in Slack for some reason. Let's see. Pembroke Pines, Florida, 36-year-old man was arrested. He assaulted a Dunkin' employee because he did not like how long it took to prepare his food. Police officers were called. It was right before noon. And the employee said she walked out of the restroom, saw Timothy Lewis arguing with another worker. about the time, the wait time for his order. And according to the report, the first employee said she didn't know how to prepare the sandwiches and needed to wait for her coworker to return from the restroom. And he didn't want to wait, so he was mad. And then apparently he told them he was on 911 to request a refund. That's not really what they do. And then as one of the employees began recording him, Lewis grabbed a donut tray and said he was going to take it if he didn't get a refund. Then he threw the tray at the employee, kicked her in the stomach, knocked her over. He tried running out of the restaurant, but he was stopped and identified and arrested. He's from Jamaica originally. Our partners that bring you the program, it is the folks over at Kel-Tec, the Florida-based company, the KS7 Gen 2, which is the second iteration of this KS7. And if you're familiar with it, it has all of the things that you love about the KS7. You know, it's a smooth pump action shotgun. That's all there. But with the Gen 2, it's packed with upgrades. You have a 5-slot Picatinny style rail underneath, so you can add vertical grips, lights. You can keep it, you know, sleek, flush with a cap, however you want to do it. Still ultra lightweight at just it's almost 7 pounds, but not quite, under 7 pounds unloaded. Compact bullpup design, so that gives you maneuverability in tight spaces, right? This is great for home defense. I mean, not just for range day and all of that, but this is a great home defense shotgun. You also get ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity for stopping power. Great, like I said, for home defense, range days, seasoned and first-time shooters as well. And it's available in the black or part of the Kel-Tec Defender series, where it's totally kitted out and ready to rock. MSRP, $639. So it's all well within reach. It's made in America, family-owned, KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. It's the new Gen 2 KS7. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Most people would rather remove a nest of irate hornets than search for auto and home insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. I think I'll wait inside.
They're trying to say that, and I saw this yesterday with Ben Stiller. I know that's weird to say, right? Because I was working late yesterday. I had 2 late nights in a row, and I was working late yesterday, and I saw this like fly up on X, like someone retweeted it into my timeline, and I'm like, that's a weird thing to say, that the way that Ben Stiller was talking about it. He posted, Somalis are not garbage. Immigrants and refugees from anywhere are people like you and me. They should not be demonized. This country is built on the backs of people who've come from other places. It's what our country is all about. And they need a little blue heart. And I'm like, why is he, what is he talking about? Like, what does he mean here? Well, then I saw this story, pulled this up. This was in the cabinet meeting that POTUS had yesterday, and he was discussing the fraud. And he apparently said that, you know, it was what ended up happening. The fraud that's happening there is garbage. He said, you know, our country's at a tipping point. And he was talking about the fraud. He said that, you know, made a knock on Tim Walz. And then he also was talking about how it's garbage, what's being done, because it's a major, major scandal. The New York Times did it. He was responding to a question about the New York Times investigation on it and how it's singularly in Minnesota Somali diaspora, their community there. And that's when he had said that what's happening is garbage, etc. So the media is like, Trump called all Somalis garbage. So that's what ABC said. Quote, President Trump ended his cabinet meeting on Tuesday by unleashing criticism on Somali immigrants, whom he described as garbage, saying that he doesn't want them in the United States. First off, that's not actually what he said. Secondly, why would he say that? Is it because of the over $1 billion in taxpayer fraud? Do you want to know, so far, 86 people have been charged. And that's just, so you have the Feeding Our Future child nutrition program. That was $250 to $350 million stolen. The Housing Stabilization Services, which was tens of millions. The Autism Therapy Services, that's, they're still trying to figure out the final tab on that because the initial case alone was $14 million. Out of the 86 people charged, 78 are Somali. Kane, would you consider that a majority of people charged?
Yeah, no.
Over 50 convictions so far.
Of course. I mean, yeah, how many are Somali?
78 of 86.
That seems like a lot to me.
And that's just in one, that's just in the Feeding Our Future that they're getting involved in. I'm not even talking about the other stuff. Because it's, I mean, it's ongoing. And these are like new charges. So, yeah, I would say that that's pretty significant. It is safe to say that it is a fraud scheme that is rooted in one particular community in Minnesota. These are statistics. If it makes you upset, then get mad at the people doing it. Don't get mad at the people who are like, wow, 78 of the, what, let me look at my notes. 78 of the 86 are from the Somali community there. That is just simple fact. That comes from the charging docs. So that's not them, people trying to be mean about this. By the way, this is cut two. This is what Trump said. Listen to what he said. This was yesterday. Listen.
But this beautiful place, and I see these people ripping it off. And now I'm understanding, and you're going to look into that, Scott. I hear they ripped off Somalians, ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care.
I mean, he's in terms of talking about fraud and talking about a community that's involved in fraud, he's saying he doesn't want, what is so bad about that? Here's what Time Magazine said. This is actually their headline. Quote, what to know about Trump's targeting of Somalis in Minnesota? What to know about Somali diaspora in Minnesota and billions of dollars, what their targeting of U.S. taxpayers? What in the world?
It's just another version of their Republicans' pounce. The media does this all the time.
So they're trying to make it like Trump is attacking all Somalis. And Trump is, without telling you what was happening. So now I was looking at the Ben Stiller thing going, oh, now I get it. And what's funny is I responded to it. And I said, whether or not some people who defrauded taxpayers are immigrants is irrelevant to the fact that some people defrauded taxpayers, especially when the amount is around $1 billion and millions were funded to Al-Shabaab. Oh, my gosh. The people who his fans apparently are really real winners. But my point remains. It is now they're trying to dodge the fraud by acting like it's Trump who's being just racist. When it's racist that you have a faction in a community that's hiding, that's using racial politics as a way to cover wrongdoing and using it as an inoculation against accountability. And that's what it is. Oh, you can't hold me accountable because I'm Somali. That's what it is. Let's be real about it. I mean, this is, the New York Times piece, listen to this. It is so insane. The programs. So the Feeding Our Future, the cost, it started at like $3 million. Last year, it ballooned to $104 million. It was $2.6 million. It was under $3 million. That's when it began in 2020. It was, the budgeted projection was 2.6. Last year, it was over $104 million. The autism program was about $3,377,000 now. That's how much it ballooned in like 4 years' time. all under Tim Walz's reign. Look at that. And he wants a new, he wants a third term. Tim Walz wants a third term. It is crazy. Absolutely crazy. This is, and when people within the government try to raise, in Minnesota government try to raise alarm, they were targeted. And now you see the media is running cover for all of them. That's why you had that whistleblower account saying, yes, Tim Walz is absolutely responsible. They said, we let him know of the fraud early on, hoping for a partnership and stopping it, but we got the opposite response. He systematically retaliated against whistleblowers using monitoring, threats, repression, and he did his best to discredit fraud reports. And instead of partnership, we got the full weight of retaliation by Tim Walz, certain DFL members, and an indifferent mainstream media. It's scary, isolating, and left us wondering who we can turn to. And they're right. They are absolutely right. And per the New York Times, the majority, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority, they're Somali. They're Somali. So that's why you have this investigation. Now, in the meantime, oh man, they're really playing. I want you to listen. Do we have time? Yeah, we do have time for this. This is crazy. Is this, let me see. Where's the audio where the mayor starts trying to speak? Okay, yeah. So you got to listen to this. This is cut 12. The Minneapolis mayor, I felt like this was a hostage speech. He is now talking about cooperation with ICE and says he will not cooperate with ICE. This sounds honestly like an ISIS video. Listen to this.
That's not American. That's not what we are about. And we're going to do right by every single person in our cities. And so to our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somali Aid Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan, Kuji Janila Hai, Waan, Ku Gereb Taganahan.
Yeah, it sounded like a hostage video. Like, don't get me. Right. Here I am. Now, while all this was happening, the Department of Transportation, we talked about this with Sean Duffy, at headline earlier, they did an audit. A third of their commercial driver's license were illegally issued. Oh, and there's more, guys. So one of the other things that we're going to be talking about, let me find the story. Bear with me. Because it's not just in Minnesota anymore. Not just Minnesota. This is like something that's happening in a number, I'm going to try to find this headline, in a number of different communities, especially where it concerns these services and fraud. And it is pretty stunning. The amount of fraud that's taking place, not just with CDLs, not just with all this other stuff. So in Maine, listen to this. This is in Maine. A Somali nonprofit leader was billing MaineCare, bilking taxpayers of tons of money while running to be a warlord in Somalia. Can you believe that? No joke. We're going to talk more about that coming up because it's not just in Minnesota. Probably is in your state too. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast, the economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Most people would rather remove a nest of irate hornets than search for auto and home insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. I think I'll wait inside.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Trump has pardoned a Democratic congressman who's accused of taking $600,000 in bribes and acting like a foreign agent. This is, of course, Henry Cuellar and his wife, Imelda, 70 and 69, respectively. They were charged by the Department of Justice last year for accepting $600,000 in bribes from a bank headquartered in Mexico and an oil and gas company that's in the Balkans. And they were apparently reportedly funneling this money through all kinds of stuff. Like, I mean, and apparently their kids were involved in helping to create these firms to launder funds. So Trump said that the way he looks at it is that it was a witch hunt. And so he wanted to pardon them. And that not everything is a witch hunt, though, got to say. So Sean Diddy Combs accuses Netflix of stealing footage for 50 Cent's docuseries. You know, he and Fitty hate each other. I'm Team Fitty, just FYI. Not that anybody needed to know that, but, you know. And Fitty's just been trolling him this entire time, which is hysterical. So all for that. But he says that they were stealing footage from what he was doing for 50 Cent's documentary. Let's see. Would you buy a fold phone? Samsung unveils the first multi-folding phone as competition set to heat up. I like the idea of having a foldable phone just because it's neat. But at the same time, I would think that that wear and tear would be difficult, right? Like that's, wouldn't it be the wear and tear on a foldable phone? I don't know what that's like. I remember the Palm Pre, like in the early days, the Palm Pre was amazing. And then HP killed it and it was, yeah, thanks HP. But Samsung is unveiling, it's a three-way thing. So it's like a trifold. So it folds in the middle like you would do a shirt, and the outsides are the sleeves, so it folds like that. Samsung unveiled it. I don't know if I want a trifold, right? Would you get it? It's like, imagine the size of an iPad that you fold in half.
Yeah, it unfolds out to the size of like a 10-inch iPad or something.
I don't know if I like that. Anyway, in Evanston, Illinois, a church nativity scene features a zip-tied baby Jesus and Roman soldiers as ICE agents. Talk about blasphemy. This is blasphemous. That's just lame. It's Lake Street Church of Evanston, which is a BS fake cult and not an actual church. They don't honor actual Christian theology, and they decided to deuce all over the birthday of our Lord and Savior by making this, you know, ridiculous giant creche outside. These churches are just jokes. This is just goofy. If I were there, I'd probably knock it down. I'm not joking. I mean, that's just me. I'm not encouraging you to do that, but I'm just saying I don't have the patience for it. They literally have a doll with zip ties around the wrist. So this is why people stop going to church, because you have Satanists like the people at Lake City Satanic Church of Evanston who do this kind of garbage. It's blasphemous. Shame on you. I mean, you know what the Bible says about people who lead the flock astray? They have millstones tied around their neck and they're dropped into the depths. That's your future.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniformed generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniformed military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So, Senator, let's go a little further on this.
So that's Senator Mark Warner, who's saying, well, I think the uniformed military could help save us from this president. Would you guys stop with your coup fetishes, you absolute freaks? That's what this is. I love the people who are like, don't obey illegal orders unless we're telling you to get a shot. Then you've got to do it. I'm just done. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. Oh, my gosh. We're at the top of this third hour. And we got Kurt Schlichter coming up because we were talking yesterday. I don't want to read our text, but he is. I really like smart Alex. Smart asses. I really do like a good wise ass. I do. I'm very sarcastic myself. And so I really enjoy that. One of my favorite stories, my late friend Andrew Breitbart, he was in his first cocktail event that he was ever invited to in DC, and he's with a bunch of Congress members, and somebody came up and said, well, what is it that you do? And he goes, I'm a husky male model, was his response. And I had somebody ask me that once, and I was like, oh, I'm a senior salesperson with Mary Kay. And that's all I said. And they were like, oh, it was very interesting. So I do like a good smart aleck. And I was asking Kurt Schlichter about this. I'm like, well, okay, well, I keep hearing about the laws of war. And he's like, let me tell you about the laws of war. And I'm like, wait. Tell me on air tomorrow. I need to hear about this tomorrow. Because he served, you know, and he understands all of this stuff. And I think I like his viewpoint on the Venezuelan, you know, the drug boats, because all of a sudden now the left, and I'm not, two wrongs don't make a right. If you think it's wrong, then don't, then why, you know, you don't want to keep doing it. But I think that one of the reasons I don't like comparing the Obama droning with the Venezuelan drug boats is because you have to remember, in a lot of these instances, we actually were in other countries. We went into their airspace. We, like, one of them, wasn't it with some narc, I can't remember, like in Colombia. I remember that we followed like some drug dealer or something down a river, and we ended up taking them out with a drone, something like that. So we were actually like in other people's countries, sovereign entities. Very different from a boat that's blasting through the waters coming up to the United States. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. This is very different. And that's like one of the big reasons. And I know I did it myself yesterday, but I was just highlighting the fact that, well, all of a sudden they have a problem with it now. But it's it's still incredibly different. And I think those comparisons actually further make what, you know, Trump's order and SecWar's order, it makes it look even better. It's very, and we're going to talk to Kurt Schlichter about this. But this, they keep flirting with this. Oh, the military's going to murmur. Stop it. But it does make you think. You know, we got a lot of people that they've been able to install in these high up positions, and it does make you a little concerned, right? I don't know. This is cut six. Warner, now he's just talking out of his backside. Listen to this. He's mad.
This is the biggest crowd of wimps you've ever seen. They pound their chest. Remember when Hegseth brought all the generals and admirals in and lectured them? Best news, frankly, we've seen recently, because they stayed true to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. This guy says he's going to be tough. The first hint that might be a problem, he's now trying to throw the admiral, who's in charge of SOCOM, under the bus.
Yeah.
This is the worst kind of action.
I have a real problem with civilians calling veterans cowards. A real big problem. Now, I don't think, you know, I'm very American. And remember, one of the things that we did was overthrow, you know, we had a military occupation in the colonies. So, you know, I do recognize that we overthrew military occupation and the crown and the War of Independence. So don't get me wrong. I don't think that it inoculates you from criticism. However, I think what service does not inoculate you from criticism. And I don't believe that only service people should ever speak that's anti-American. But this guy running his mouth, I went and looked at his backstory. I think the only time he ever worked in the private sector was when he immediately graduated college, he went to work for Chris Dodd, one half of the secretary sandwich with Teddy Kennedy. I'm sorry, I just made you all vomit in your mouths. I'm really sorry about that, but it's true. He did briefly coach Harvard Law School's intramural women's basketball team. And then he's never practiced law. He literally went to school and then immediately went on the government teat. Immediately. This guy's never worked in the private sector. He hasn't done anything. And he's out there, well, I think these people are just... He just seems divisive and cranky. So to sit here and say people like Hegseth and others, those are the biggest crowd of wimps. I mean, Trump didn't serve, but he did get shot and got up and said, fight, fight, fight. So, you know, pound sand, dude. What would he, I mean, these people get called socialists and they fall down like LeBron. Stop it. So done with this. I'm so done with this. So I do think if you look at all the stories, and I remarked, let me pull this up real quick. I remarked about this to Kane. So one of the sites, I don't advise you to go to this website. I don't want to give them attention, but I like to monitor it because you can see the left. They're so goofy. They show you all their cards because they track their own trending narratives. And then you can see what narratives are trending and which ones are coming up, and you can anticipate their attacks. So it's on memorandum. All of them. It's about Pete Hegseth. He risked endangering children. Pete Hegseth is literally the devil. Pete Hegseth probably puts pineapple on pizza, which is delicious. I will fight you. You know, Pete Hegseth probably prefers Miracle Whip over real mayo, you know, which is delicious. You know, all that kind of stuff. They are going at him so hard because they need that victory of taking him out, which makes me want to keep him in there all the more, right? Like, I'm like, all because he called your stooges fat. Oh my goodness. It's so sad for you. I just want to make fun of these people so bad because I feel like they deserve it, right?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.